Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That's a chant that supporters of President Trump started at his rally yesterday after the president mentioned Ilhan Omar, one of the four Democratic congresswomen the president has attacked over the past week, the only one of the four born in another country, Somalia. All four are American citizens. Well, this chant seemed a step too far for some Republican lawmakers. Some stepped forward today to defend the women. And then just moments ago, the president spoke to reporters.
I wasn't happy with that message that they gave last night, but that was a packed arena. We could have sold an arena. We could have sold 10 of those arenas last night.
Let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, the president said that he wasn't happy with the chant and then seemed to pivot to packed arenas. He said many other things. We'll get to them. But what's going on here?
Robin, it's remarkable. We seem to be living out the nightmare of George Orwell's 1984 here, where the president actually sat there on television and said he wasn't happy with that message that they gave out last night, even though it was the message the president himself had been giving out, not only in his tweets on Sunday, but every day this week, doubling down again and again on the message that these congresswomen should go back to where they came from, even though three of the four were born in the United States. Ilhan Omar was not. She's from Somalia originally. And that has become the focus of the president's ire. And when that chant was taken up last night, it was as though everyone in the auditorium, not that they all joined in, but it was as though everyone in the auditorium knew it was going to.
Yeah. Well, let's be frank about this. It was chilling. It sounded like brown shirts from Nazi Germany. The president did nothing to stop it. He said today to reporters that he did. I mean, you said something to us earlier today as we've been following this story, which was, it sounded like everybody knew they were going to be doing this, so I'm wondering if you're, saying that perhaps Republican Party operatives had ginned it up. But also, we're going to hear this chant at every single rally. Do you think that that dawned on the president as well?
It dawned on the president, no doubt, that this was going to be very difficult to control, that this was going to become part of his rallies, just as Lock Her Up did in 2016. Clearly, one of the reasons everyone picked up on it so quickly, or all who joined in picked up on it so quickly, was because it was a reprise of Lock Her Up, Lock Her Up. People were delighted with it for that reason. Smiles on their faces, big smiles on their faces. But then, of course, this morning, with a lot of negative fallout and a lot of people looking disturbed about it and discomfited by it, you had, for example, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the lead Republican in the House, saying, well, I got to minimize this and marginalize this a little bit. There were just a few people and they were off to one side. Mm-hmm. You listen to that tape, you watch that videotape, and tell me if that's what you saw. And even Lindsey Graham, who's a reliable supporter of the president, saying that he thought these congresswomen had every right to be in the United States, in fact, as much as he himself had.
Let's listen to the GOP Senator Lindsey Graham. He looked a little ruffled, and this sound was picked up as he spoke to reporters. This was picked up by CNN.
All of these congressmen won their election. They're American citizens. This is their home as much as mine. And I believe their policies will change America for the worse, and that's the debate for me.
So he's saying, as we're hearing some Republicans say, let's talk about their policies. But that doesn't seem to be working either for them to get rid of the, send them back chant, because we're hearing Republican voters say they should leave the country because of their policies. They don't love America. And the president, I think, even said something like that just moments ago when he spoke to reporters, that they don't love this country.
That's right. And the president is not only impugning their patriotism, but he is also saying that because their policies are repugnant to him and to other Republicans and maybe to many Democrats as well on some points, that they should leave. What does that mean? It means that unless you agree with him on policy, you can't stay in the country or you don't have a right to stay here, even though you were born here and elected to the United States Congress. That's a rather strange argument to make, to say, well, you know, it's not racism, it's their policies. All right, I can see that distinction. But either way, you're saying that because we find you obnoxious for your policies or your race, you should leave and go back to a country you've never lived in.
Yeah. We're asking another guest in the program in another segment, you know, there are a lot of people who's speaking out against this country was, you know, it was hated at the time. Martin Luther King comes to mind. But that's part of this country. They're not told to leave. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, we will follow this story on NPR throughout the day, no doubt. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.